I'm going to ask you to take your Bibles and turn with me to the book of Proverbs, chapter 16. Proverbs 16. I would like to read verse 7. I've heard this verse quoted many times. Lord willing, I'd like to deal with it today and pray that the Lord give us understanding. Proverbs 16, verse 7, when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Now, this scripture, when we first read it, and we know it's so, no doubt about it being so, this is the Word of God. And so it's right. It's so. But that the Lord would give us understanding concerning this scripture. But when we first read that scripture, it seems to be contradictory concerning verses that we also know are so. Listen to this, 2 Timothy 3:12. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. John 15:20. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But though the scriptures set forth the certainty of the world's hatred of God's people, and here's the reason. Listen to this scripture. Now, the Lord reveals through His Word that God's people are hated. And you say, well, I don't really think. The Lord said that this world hates God's people. You may not recognize it at first. It may not openly manifest itself, but what's going on inside is revealed by this word. Now listen to the reason why. John 15:19. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because you're not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore, because I've chosen you out of the world, therefore, the world hateth you. There is a hatred by this world, by this world's religion, of God's sovereignty, God's right to do what He will. Now this scripture that we've just read, Proverbs 16:7, this scripture sets forth a truth that is absolutely to be rested upon. When a man's ways please the Lord, he, the Lord, maketh. He does something. That word maketh, it means to do. The Lord does something. He maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. When a man's course of life, when his road, that's what I was looking up that word, when a man's ways, that's what it, his course of life, his road, his action. When a man's ways please the Lord, when God Almighty is pleased with that man. Not because of what that man was able to do, but when God Almighty is pleased with a man because of obedience. But whose obedience? His obedience. Obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ. When a man's ways pleases the Lord because of a satisfied debt. When God is pleased because justice has been satisfied. When a man is accepted in the Beloved. When a man is pardoned by the blood of Christ. The Lord continually makes His enemies that hates Him by nature. When the Lord is pleased with a man, all because of what Christ has done for him. Remember, Almighty God is pleased with one. When God's ways are pleased, He maketh His adversary to be at peace with Him. That is, to dwell safely with Him. For amends to be made with that man. Now, I got 3 points that I want to make here. 3 questions concerning this verse. Number one, what way does a man please God? In what way does a man please God? Secondly, who are a man's enemies? And number three, how is it that the man whose ways always please the Lord, a believer, a new man, how is it that that man whose ways pleases God because of the imputation of the righteousness of Christ, because of the substitutionary death of the Lord Jesus Christ and the putting away, how is it that that man whose ways pleases the Lord is at peace with his enemy? When we've read scriptures that says the world going to hate you, they'll hate you. They'll draw you before the councils. They're going to persecute you. They're going to despise you. They're going to talk about you. Number one, what way does a man please God? When a man's ways pleases the Lord, how? Well, I know this, Titus 3:5, not by works of righteousness, which we've done, but according to His mercy, He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Now, obviously, there is a way that pleases God that has absolutely nothing to do with me. Charged to me. Imputed to me. But I wasn't the source of it. When a man's ways pleases the Lord. Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith it's impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is and that He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Romans 4:5, but to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly. His faith, now listen to this, the object of his faith. His faith, it is not because of my faith, it is the object of my faith. His faith is counted for righteousness. The object of my faith, Christ Jesus the Lord. Why does a man's ways please God? One reason. The Lord Jesus Christ. Accepted in the Beloved. Almighty God is pleased when His will is obeyed. That pleases God. John 6:40. And this is the will of God that sent me. That everyone which seeth the Son by faith, believeth on Him, may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. I want you to turn to Psalm 69. While you're turning there, God is pleased to save His people. When a man's ways please the Lord. And my friend, if we're going to look for the ways which God's pleased, don't look here. Don't look here. I'm going to have ways that pleases Him. Psalm 69, verse 29 to 32. Let me give you the evidence. This is what God says about being pleased. Psalm 69, verse 29. The Scripture says, "But I am poor and sorrowful. Let thy salvation, O God, set me up on high. I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify Him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord, better than an ox or a bullock that hath horns and hooves. The humble, the meek shall see this and be glad, and your heart shall live that seek God." What pleases God? How is God Almighty pleased? Here's how He's pleased. The Lord is pleased to save His people, to reveal it to them, and have them acknowledge it. Lord, I am what I am by Your grace. Lord, I've never done anything that's pleasing in Your sight. Lord, all that I am, all that I have, all that I ever hope to be is because of Your mercy and Your compassion that You were pleased to give. Lord, Your Son has saved me by the shedding of His blood. Lord, all of my righteousness, I'm poor. I'm sorry for what I am. But Lord, that You have robed me in the righteousness of Christ. Lord, have mercy on me. This pleases God. When a man's ways, the course of his life, the inclinations of that new heart pleases the Lord. When a man looks to Christ by faith, looks to Him for mercy with no confidence in his flesh, Almighty God is pleased. And He maketh, He continually makes, even His enemies to be at peace with Him. Now here's my second question. Who are a man's enemies? I know what it takes to please God. It's going to take His Son. And His Son is going to have to put away my guilt. And His Son, His righteousness, is going to have to robe me. That pleases God. Because He's pleased with His Son. But who are a man's enemies? Well, I know this. The first enemy that I can list, and this is no particular order. I could change the order of them, but I know this. I know the world is our enemy. Because the Scripture says, according to John 17:16, we're not of it. Our Lord praying the great high priestly prayer, prayed unto His Father, praying for His own, said, "They're in the world, but they're not of the world." believers are born just like anybody else. They're born lost. They're born rebels. But in regeneration, there's a new man that's put there. Life. A new creation. They're born from above. Not born from within themselves. Life does not come from inside me. Life must come from outside of myself. It must start from outside of myself. It must originate with one other than myself. I cannot give myself life being dead in trespasses and sins. A believer possesses a new attitude, new conduct, new love, and a walk that does not agree with this world. It's different. And this new man, this new walk, this new attitude is hated because it's of a different kind. Like likes like. I like people that like me, likes like what I like. And you know, I just, it's nature. But you take something that is contrary, that is opposed to, it's in competition with. That is the foundation of hatred and resentment. I know the world is my enemy. I know this flesh is my enemy. I'm walking around in this flesh, and it's not this skin. I'm talking about the nature of an old man that's still there. And that old man, that old nature, does not please God. Doesn't love God. Doesn't seek God. Listen to Romans 7:18 concerning this old nature. Romans 7:18 says this: "For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me because of a new man. But how to perform that which is good, I find not." There's an old man there. Competition. Romans 8:8 says this: "So then they that are in the flesh," unbelievers. Paul said, "You're not in the flesh. In the Spirit. The Spirit of God lives in you. You're not in the flesh." They that are in the flesh, an unbeliever, cannot please God. Cannot. There's nothing there that pleases God. Nothing will ever come out of it that pleases God. Never. Something must be done from outside of this flesh. Outside of Christ, there is nothing that we think, say, or do that pleases God. The elect are accepted in the Beloved. Apart from themselves, their flesh is my enemy, the new man's enemy. This world is my enemy. This flesh is my enemy. Satan is my enemy. He's the one that we're admonished to be sober, be vigilant, watchful. That's one of the qualifications, requirements, I guess you'd say, if a man desire the office of a bishop, that he be vigilant, watchful, watchful. As I've told people before, pastors are a little bit more sensitive than sometimes people think. They see more. They know more than you'd think they do. Not much, but a little bit more. Vigilant. Because your adversary, Your arch enemy. That's what that word means. Your adversary. Your arch enemy. The devil. As a roaring lion walketh about seeking whom he may devour. I know Satan is my enemy. Death, hell, the grave. These are the enemies. But all these enemies are because of one thing. Sin. Sin. Romans 5:12, wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. Sin is that, that body, the body of death, the body of sin, that is completely contrary, opposite to the nature of Almighty God. The negative that is all holy and just and good. Sin. I don't even know how to truly define sin. I don't know. I know it's the scripture says it's a transgression of the law, but I don't even know how to enter into that. I don't have a mind that's capable of grasping hold of that. But I know this. Sin is my enemy. Sin, Satan, this flesh, the world. So here's my third question. How? How is it that the man whose ways please the Lord, and I know what that is, that's his righteousness imputed to me, him putting away my guilt, him giving me a heart that believes Christ and looking not to myself, having no confidence in my flesh. How is it that a man's ways that pleases God can be at peace with his enemies when his enemies hates him, despises him? Here's the key. It's the understanding of what the word peace means. It doesn't mean agree or to love. Now, when we think of the word peace, we think love. Love. Let me read a verse of scripture to you and tell you what this word means. Colossians 1:20. Listen to this. Having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven, having made peace by the blood of his cross. That word peace right there means harmony, love, togetherness, peace. Peace, having made peace by the blood of his cross. Harmonize. The word back in Proverbs 16:7 means this. Safe. Safe. I am not in harmony with this world. I'm not in harmony with Satan. I am not in harmony with my flesh. I'm not in harmony with this world's religion. I don't want to have anything to do with it. And this world's religion and Satan and my flesh is not in harmony with me, the new man. But the word peace there means I am safe from. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be restrained. For that man whose ways please the Lord, to be safe from. It's the word that means complete, sound. Let me give you an illustration. I was thinking on this. What kind of illustration could I give that would give the meaning of this word, peace? December 7th, 1941. A lot of you know what happened December 7th, 1941. The Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. And this country was thrown into war. 1941, 1945. This country was in a world war, fighting on two fronts. In the Pacific, we was fighting Japan. Europe was fighting Germany, Italy. Something happened, though, at the end of that war. United States, by the grace of God, defeated these two countries. And on a battleship, the USS Missouri, as far as Japan was concerned, they met one day. General Douglas MacArthur and the other dignitaries were there, and on that battleship, a declaration of peace was signed. Now, I can tell you one thing. I'll guarantee you, all the parties involved weren't in harmony. They weren't in harmony. There was some animosity there. But do you know what was established? Safety. Now, the newspaper read, peace, peace, peace. What was it? An enemy had been defeated. And the United States was safe. You know why? Because they didn't have anything else. Their ability to conquer this country was stopped. Why? Because one mightier than they had defeated them. Do you know how a man's house is spoiled? Scripture says a strong man, one comes in who is stronger than the strong man. Binds the strong man, spoils his goods. The Lord Jesus Christ came in to the stronghold of Satan because of man's rebellion in sin. Satan, the strong man, had to be bound by one stronger than he, the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord Jesus Christ led captivity, those that were captive, to Satan. He led them captive. They're His. Always been His. His people. And now those that He has rescued, that's what salvation means. Rescued. Those that He's rescued, they're safe. When a man's ways please the Lord, that man is safe from his enemies. He's not in harmony with them. Not the word peace over in Colossians 1. No believer is in harmony. No believer loves his adversary, the devil. No believer loves this world. The Lord Jesus Christ wouldn't even pray for it. But when a man pleases the Lord, man's ways pleases the Lord. When Almighty God, by His eternal purpose, grace, saved a man, rescued him, gave him faith to believe, new heart, new mind, causes him to call upon the Lord, crying unto Him, Lord, have mercy on me. Mercy's already been shown. The man's ways please the Lord. He maketh even his enemies to be restrained. Peace. Sin, the scripture says, shall not have dominion over you. Sin has dominion over many, but not over those that the Lord Jesus Christ has redeemed. The Holy Spirit has regenerated. And Almighty God has kept. We're more than conquerors through Him that loved us. God Almighty has given us the victory through Christ Jesus our Lord. That man, complete. He's sound. He's safe. All of his enemies are restrained from eternally stealing that man's soul back. Can't do it. Peace has been made by his blood. That's true. It's not that we don't struggle. Oh, we struggle. We struggle in this world. But we live without fear of eternal damnation. Last verse. 1 John 4:18. When a man's ways please the Lord, maketh even his enemies be at peace with them. Restrained. Held back. 1 John 4:18. There's no fear in love. But perfect love casteth out fear. Because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love Him because He first loved us. My friend, if you want to know what it is to be at peace with your enemies, the enemies of God's people, here's the key. They don't have any power over you to eternally damn your soul. Almighty God has put away, He has destroyed death, hell, and the grave's power to kill God's people eternally. Lord, bless these words to our heart for the sake of Christ. Amen.